This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. What is man? What is a bubble? They are alike nothing. That's how Johann Gerhard introduces his Meditation 34 on the cultivation of true humility. Here's more from Gerhard on cultivating true humility. Consider, O faithful soul, the lowly condition of man, and thou wilt the more easily avoid all temptation to pride. He enters the world as a helpless infant. His passage through it is attended with constant miseries, and he leaves it in tears. All his life long, he is assaulted by evil spirits, assailed by temptations, allured by worldly pleasures, cast down by tribulations, robbed of his virtues, and entangled in the meshes of evil habits. Why, then, should he be proud, since he is but dust and ashes? What was thy body before thy birth? Merely a corrupt seed. What is it in life? A living mass of corruption. And what will it be after death? It will simply serve as a repast for worms. If there is anything good in thee, it is not thine own, but of God. Nothing is thine own but thy sins. Of all that is in thee, then, these are all thou canst claim. Foolish and faithless is that servant who would personally pride himself upon what belongs to his master. Consider, O man, the example of Christ. All the glory of heaven was at his command. Nay, more, he himself alone is true glory. And yet he casts away from himself all worldly glory as worthless. And then he says, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." He who truly loves Christ will imitate him. And if Christ be precious to him, so will his humility also. Let the proud and haughty servant blush in confusion when he considers that the Lord of glory is so humble. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.